blockhouse would be nothing, you know, just cinder, you know, blocks made of blocks, mason blocks or something. I've heard of an L-shaped house before,
yeah.
but that's, you know, getting into like the long hallway and all that. I don't know, not about flying L's, but this, you know, I've heard of L-shapes and let me think, you know, single story, two story, and just everything everybody else has heard about.
Split level.
Yeah, split level. Yeah.
What about a row house?
I've heard of row house. Yeah.
Is there any row houses in St. Pete that you know of?
In the older sections there are, but they're not maybe brownstone, they're wood, they'll be wood, you know, just really, you know, built close together, and they're now just either, thank you, apartments or something.
What do you call an apartment occupying an entire level of a building?
A penthouse, right?
Yeah, what could we call a penthouse?
Penthouse or I would call it a penthouse, I guess.
Or would you maybe call it a flat?
Hey, do in England. I call an apartment a flat in England.
Well, some apartment buildings have a man who does certain, you know, minor plumbing, electrical repair. What is he called?
Oh, either the janitor or the maintenance man.
Okay.
The building manager, you know, maintenance man.
Okay, there's also usually one tenant in the building who works closely with the owners, you know, helps other tenants and shows vacant apartments to prospective tenants.
Mm-hmm. The head resident.
Or the
landlord. Or not, well, you know, the, maybe call him the landlord, yeah.
Or the manager.
The manager, yeah, the manager would be more appropriate because the landlord actually is the, you know, owner. But yeah, the manager. He has his own office and apartment and all that.
What would you cut the grass with?
A lawnmower.
Okay, do you know of any kinds of lawnmowers, like different ways that they are...
constructed?
Propelled.
Yeah, there's a kind where you have to get somebody else to push them for you, or you do it yourself. They're, you know, powered, electric, or gasoline. Then there's the riding kind where you... you know, you sit on top of it, and then there's like a tractor kind where you pull it behind you. Then they go on up where, you know, like, they get so big, you know, like that the state uses the big ones, you know, that have like a swing arm to, you know, mow the sides of the road with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like a hydraulics, they get more sophisticated, you know. Just a lawnmower, you push it, or else you ride it.
Okay, have you ever used one of those little tools with three prongs?
A gig?
Well, no, it's a garden tool. You crouch down and to use them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little three prong with a handle.
I have no idea what it's called, though. A pruning fork?
Oh, a hand fork, have you ever heard?
Hand fork? I thought pruning fork.
Well, what do you use to clear leaves away?
A rake.
Okay. And if you want to get a bush to look nicer, neater, and more even, what would you use?
Hedge clippers. Manicure with hedge clippers.
Instead of having to use a manual tool to cut down a tree, instead of an axe or just a regular.
Yeah, you'd use a...
a gasoline powered.
Or electric power saw, yeah. Not to say the hedge clippers, you know, use electric hedge clippers now. But, yeah, you'd use a... chainsaw.
Okay. Name and describe some different cuts of beefsteak.
New York strip, Delmonico strip, T-bone steak. Boy, those are my favorites there. Round,